try one more time. Yeah!
They put their
RCT Pittsburgh. Real vinyl.
Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
charité. Quand même c'est une patate, un poule maigre d'éclatant. J'ai roulé, j'ai tourné presque toute la journée. Mais j'ai roulé, j'ai tourné presque toute la journée. Quand j'ai réveillé à ce matin, y'avait personne à mon côté. Mais j'ai beaucoup de tracas et moi je peux pas comme ça. Mais j'ai beaucoup de tracas et moi je pas vie comme ça. J'ai un joli timillon qui va porter mes caleçons. Wow, 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 yeah. connais pas comment je vais faire avec tous mes rêves et mes idées. Je sais pas comment je vais faire avec tous mes rêves et mes idées. Quand tu me dis tu m'as quitté, mon cœur pensait à brailler. Quand je levais le matin, moi je m'en garde les flammes d'en bas. Moi je me levais à ce matin et je garde les flammes d'en bas. Cachée, et moi je peux pas la bébé, c'est elle qui va me manquer. Guitar,
Jim McGraw on the accordion, Camarisi on the drums, Billy Ware on the percussion, Richard Reed on the bass and the fiddle, Ben Williams on the sound, yours truly, Michael Ducey. It was a pleasure. Hope you can energize y'all a little bit. Merci tout le monde. Just remember why la dicky bien. Au revoir, tout le monde. Thank you.
pas si je veux le temps, dit qu'on est que c'est loin. Les jolies, elle est mignon, mais je l'ai pas vu dans un grand bout de temps, dit qu'on est que c'est loin.
WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section and after Dad's back injury. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Trouble with opioids can start at home with unused medicines such as pills, patches, and syrups. You can remove the risk and protect your family. Find out how at www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Well, when you listen to the radio in the morning, what do you hear?
Disc jockeys and news, or sometimes news and disc jockeys. Is it possible to hear something else?
On WRCT Pittsburgh, we try to play something else. It doesn't always work, though.
Well, when you listen to the radio in the morning, what do you hear?
Disc jockeys and news, or sometimes news and disc jockeys. Is it possible to hear something else?
On WRCT Pittsburgh, we try to play something else. It doesn't always work, though.
Well, when you listen to the radio in the morning, what do you hear?
Disc jockeys and news, or sometimes news and disc jockeys. Is it possible to hear something else?
On WRCT Pittsburgh, we try to play something else. It doesn't always work, though.
Well, when you listen to the radio in the morning, what do you hear?
Disc jockeys and news, or sometimes news and disc jockeys. Is it possible to hear something else?
On WRCT Pittsburgh, we try to play something else. It doesn't always work, though.
Well, when you listen to the radio in the morning, what do you hear?
Disc jockeys and news, or sometimes news and disc jockeys. Is it possible to hear something else?
On WRCT Pittsburgh, we try to play something else. It doesn't always work, though.
Well, when you listen to the radio in the morning, what do you hear?
Disc jockeys and news, or sometimes news and disc jockeys. Is it possible to hear something else?
On WRCT Pittsburgh, we try to play something else. It doesn't always work, though.
Well, when you listen to the radio in the morning, what do you hear?
Disc jockeys and news, or sometimes news and disc jockeys. Is it possible to hear something else?
On WRCT Pittsburgh, we try to play something else. It doesn't always work, though.
Well, when you listen to the radio in the morning, what do you hear?
Disc jockeys and news, or sometimes news and disc jockeys. Is it possible to hear something else?
On WRCT Pittsburgh, we try to play something else. It doesn't always work, though.
Well, when you listen to the radio in the morning, what do you hear?
Disc jockeys and news, or sometimes news and disc jockeys. Is it possible to hear something else?
On WRCT Pittsburgh, we try to play something else. It doesn't always work, though.
Well, when you listen to the radio in the morning, what do you hear?
Disc jockeys and news, or sometimes news and disc jockeys. Is it possible to hear something else?
On WRCT Pittsburgh, we try to play something else. It doesn't always work, though.
Well, when you listen to the radio in the morning, what do you hear?
Disc jockeys and news, or sometimes news and disc jockeys. Is it possible to hear something else?
On WRCT Pittsburgh, we try to play something else. It doesn't always work, though.
Well, when you listen to the radio in the morning, what do you hear?
Disc jockeys and news, or sometimes news and disc jockeys. Is it possible to hear something else?
On WRCT Pittsburgh, we try to play something else. It doesn't always work, though.
Well, when you listen to the radio in the morning, what do you hear?
Disc jockeys and news, or sometimes news and disc jockeys. Is it possible to hear something else?
On WRCT Pittsburgh, we try to play something else. It doesn't always work, though.
Well, when you listen to the radio in the morning, what do you hear?
Disc jockeys and news, or sometimes news and disc jockeys. Is it possible to hear something else?
On WRCT Pittsburgh, we try to play something else. It doesn't always work, though.
Well, when you listen to the radio in the morning, what do you hear?
Disc jockeys and news, or sometimes news and disc jockeys. Is it possible to hear something else?
On WRCT Pittsburgh, we try to play something else. It doesn't always work, though.
Well, when you listen to the radio in the morning, what do you hear?
Disc jockeys and news, or sometimes news and disc jockeys. Is it possible to hear something else?
On WRCT Pittsburgh, we try to play something else. It doesn't always work, though.
Well, when you listen to the radio in the morning, what do you hear?
Disc jockeys and news, or sometimes news and disc jockeys. Is it possible to hear something else?
On WRCT Pittsburgh, we try to play something else. It doesn't always work, though.
Well, when you listen to the radio in the morning, what do you hear?
Disc jockeys and news, or sometimes news and disc jockeys. Is it possible to hear something else?
On WRCT Pittsburgh, we try to play something else. It doesn't always work, though.
Well, when you listen to the radio in the morning, what do you hear?
Disc jockeys and news, or sometimes news and disc jockeys. Is it possible to hear something else?
On WRCT Pittsburgh, we try to play something else. It doesn't always work, though.
Well, when you listen to the radio in the morning, what do you hear?
Disc jockeys and news, or sometimes news and disc jockeys. Is it possible to hear something else?
On WRCT Pittsburgh, we try to play something else. It doesn't always work, though.
Well, when you listen to the radio in the morning, what do you hear?
Disc jockeys and news, or sometimes news and disc jockeys. Is it possible to hear something else?
On WRCT Pittsburgh, we try to play something else. It doesn't always work, though.
Well, when you listen to the radio in the morning, what do you hear?
Disc jockeys and news, or sometimes news and disc jockeys. Is it possible to hear something else?
On WRCT Pittsburgh, we try to play something else. It doesn't always work, though.
Well, when you listen to the radio in the morning, what do you hear?
Disc jockeys and news, or sometimes news and disc jockeys. Is it possible to hear something else?
On WRCT Pittsburgh, we try to play something else. It doesn't always work, though.
Well, when you listen to the radio in the morning, what do you hear?
Disc jockeys and news, or sometimes news and disc jockeys. Is it possible to hear something else?
On WRCT Pittsburgh, we try to play something else. It doesn't always work, though.
Well, when you listen to the radio in the morning, what do you hear?
Disc jockeys and news, or sometimes news and disc jockeys. Is it possible to hear something else?
On WRCT Pittsburgh, we try to play something else. It doesn't always work, though.
Well, when you listen to the radio in the morning, what do you hear?
Disc jockeys and news, or sometimes news and disc jockeys. Is it possible to hear something else?
On WRCT Pittsburgh, we try to play something else. It doesn't always work, though.
Well, when you listen to the radio in the morning, what do you hear?
Disc jockeys and news, or sometimes news and disc jockeys. Is it possible to hear something else?
On WRCT Pittsburgh, we try to play something else. It doesn't always work, though.
Well, when you listen to the radio in the morning, what do you hear?
disc jockeys and news, or sometimes news and disc jockeys. Is it possible to hear something else?
On WRCT Pittsburgh, we try to play something else. It doesn't always work, though.
Well, when you listen to the radio in the morning, what do you hear?
Disc jockeys and news, or sometimes news and disc jockeys. Is it possible to hear something else?
On WRCT Pittsburgh, we try to play something else. It doesn't always work, though.
Well, when you listen to the radio in the morning, what do you hear?
Disc jockeys and news, or sometimes news and disc jockeys. Is it possible to hear something else?
On WRCT Pittsburgh, we try to play something else. It doesn't always work, though.
Well, when you listen to the radio in the morning, what do you hear?
Disc jockeys and news, or sometimes news and disc jockeys. Is it possible to hear something else?
On WRCT Pittsburgh, we try to play something else. It doesn't always work, though.
Well, when you listen to the radio in the morning, what do you hear?
Disc jockeys and news, or sometimes news and disc jockeys. Is it possible to hear something else?
On WRCT Pittsburgh, we try to play something else. It doesn't always work, though.
Well, when you listen to the radio in the morning, what do you hear?
Disc jockeys and news, or sometimes news and disc jockeys. Is it possible to hear something else?
On WRCT Pittsburgh, we try to play something else. It doesn't always work, though.
Well, when you listen to the radio in the morning, what do you hear?
Disc jockeys and news, or sometimes news and disc jockeys. Is it possible to hear something else?
On WRCT Pittsburgh, we try to play something else. It doesn't always work, though.
Well, when you listen to the radio in the morning, what do you hear?
Disc jockeys and news, or sometimes news and disc jockeys. Is it possible to hear something else?
On WRCT Pittsburgh, we try to play something else. It doesn't always work, though.
Well, when you listen to the radio in the morning, what do you hear?
Disc jockeys and news, or sometimes news and disc jockeys. Is it possible to hear something else?
On WRCT Pittsburgh, we try to play something else. It doesn't always work, though.
Well, when you listen to the radio in the morning, what do you hear?
Disc jockeys and news, or sometimes news and disc jockeys. Is it possible to hear something else?
On WRCT Pittsburgh, we try to play something else. It doesn't always work, though.
Well, when you listen to the radio in the morning, what do you hear?
Disc jockeys and news, or sometimes news and disc jockeys. Is it possible to hear something else?
On WRCT Pittsburgh, we try to play something else. It doesn't always work, though.
Well, when you listen to the radio in the morning, what do you hear?
Disc jockeys and news, or sometimes news and disc jockeys. Is it possible to hear something else?
On WRCT Pittsburgh, we try to play something else. It doesn't always work, though.
Well, when you listen to the radio in the morning, what do you hear?
Disc jockeys and news, or sometimes news and disc jockeys. Is it possible to hear something else?
On WRCT Pittsburgh, we try to play something else. It doesn't always work, though.
Well, when you listen to the radio in the morning, what do you hear?
Disc jockeys and news, or sometimes news and disc jockeys. Is it possible to hear something else?
On WRCT Pittsburgh, we try to play something else. It doesn't always work, though.
Well, when you listen to the radio in the morning, what do you hear?
Disc jockeys and news, or sometimes news and disc jockeys. Is it possible to hear something else?
On WRCT Pittsburgh, we try to play something else. It doesn't always work, though.
Well, when you listen to the radio in the morning, what do you hear?
Disc jockeys and news, or sometimes news and disc jockeys. Is it possible to hear something else?
On WRCT Pittsburgh, we try to play something else. It doesn't always work, though.
Well, when you listen to the radio in the morning, what do you hear?
Disc jockeys and news, or sometimes news and disc jockeys. Is it possible to hear something else?
On WRCT Pittsburgh, we try to play something else. It doesn't always work, though.
Well, when you listen to the radio in the morning, what do you hear?
Disc jockeys and news, or sometimes news and disc jockeys. Is it possible to hear something else?
On WRCT Pittsburgh, we try to play something else. It doesn't always work, though.
Well, when you listen to the radio in the morning, what do you hear?
Disc jockeys and news, or sometimes news and disc jockeys. Is it possible to hear something else?
On WRCT Pittsburgh, we try to play something else. It doesn't always work, though.
Well, when you listen to the radio in the morning, what do you hear?
Disc jockeys and news, or sometimes news and disc jockeys. Is it possible to hear something else?
On WRCT Pittsburgh, we try to play something else. It doesn't always work, though.
Well, when you listen to the radio in the morning, what do you hear?
Disc jockeys and news, or sometimes news and disc jockeys. Is it possible to hear something else?
On WRCT Pittsburgh, we try to play something else. It doesn't always work, though.
Well, when you listen to the radio in the morning, what do you hear?
Disc jockeys and news, or sometimes news and disc jockeys. Is it possible to hear something else?
On WRCT Pittsburgh, we try to play something else. It doesn't always work, though.
Look for political solutions. Do not look for military solutions. They cause more problems than they solve. Please help reinforce, strengthen the framework of international law. Enforce the United Nations. Reinforce the International Court of Justice. This unilateralism just makes us look very stupid and them relatively smaller.
That's Iqbal Ahmed, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Iqbal Ahmed on terrorism, theirs and ours. Terrorism is the scourge of the era. It is a fearsome symbol, conjuring up images of ferocious-looking bearded men brandishing AK-47s. The media focus on the terrorism of official enemies like Saddam Hussein, bin Laden, and Zarqawi. After they were done away with, new demons appear to justify war and bloat the Pentagon budget. Be afraid of ISIS and Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. Be afraid of Yemen and Somalia, Pakistan and Afghanistan, Iraq and Syria. Be afraid of all the jihadi groups that have mushroomed all over the Middle East. The notion that the United States and its allies engage in terrorism is simply not a topic for discussion. To scrutinize U.S. policy is verboten. The war on terror is now the longest war in U.S. history. There is no end in sight, and that suits Washington just fine. Our guest today is Iqbal Ahmed of Pakistan. He was one of the Third World's most astute and innovative thinkers. He led an extraordinary life of engaged activism across continents. He taught at Hampshire College in Amherst. His articles and essays appeared in major international journals and magazines. He wrote a weekly column for Dawn, Pakistan's oldest English-language newspaper. He died in Islamabad in 1999. I was fortunate enough to know him, and we did a book together, Confronting Empire. This classic program from the AR Archives was recorded in October 1998 at the University of Colorado at Boulder. The events described are barely known, but are still relevant today. And now, Iqbal Ahmed.
In the 1930s and 1940s, the Jewish underground in Palestine was described as, quote-unquote, terrorist. Then new things happened. By 1942, Holocaust was occurring, and a certain liberal sympathy with the Jewish people had built up in the Western world. At that point, the terrorists of Palestine, who were Zionists, the terrorists of Palestine suddenly started to be described by 1944-45 as freedom fighters. At least two Israeli prime ministers, including Menachem Begin, had actually, you can find in the books, posters with their pictures saying terrorist and prize this much. The highest prize I have noted so far was 100,000 British pounds on the head of Menachem Begin, the terrorist. Then from 1969 to 1990, the PLO, the Palestine Liberation Organization, occupied the center stage as the terrorist organization. Yasser Arafat has been described repeatedly by the great sage of American journalism, I'm referring to William Safire of the New York Times, as the chief of terrorism. That's Yasser Arafat. Now, on September 29, 1998, I was rather amused to notice a picture of Yasser Arafat to the right of President Bill Clinton, and to his left is the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Clinton is looking towards Arafat, and Arafat is looking literally like a meek mouse. And just a few years earlier, he used to appear with this very menacing look around him, with a gun appearing menacing from his belt. You remember those pictures, and you remember the next one. I should go on. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan received a group of bearded men. These bearded men I was writing about in those days in the New Yorker. They were very ferocious-looking bearded men with turbans and looking like they came from another century. And President Reagan received them in the White House. After receiving them, he spoke to the press. And he pointed towards them, I'm sure some of you will recall that moment, and said, these are the moral equivalent of America's founding fathers. These were the Afghan Mujahideen. They were at that time, guns in hand, battling the evil empire. And they were the moral equivalent of our founding fathers. In 1998, September, another American president ordered missile strikes from the American Navy based in the Indian Ocean, ordered missile strikes to kill Osama bin Laden and his men in the camps in Afghanistan. I do not wish to embarrass you with a reminder that Mr. bin Laden, whom the American 15 American missiles were fired to hit in Afghanistan, was only a few years ago the moral equivalent of George Washington and Thomas Jefferson. He got angry over the fact that he has been demoted from moral equivalent of your founding fathers. So he is taking out his anger in different ways. I'll come back to that subject more seriously in a minute. You see, why I have recalled all this story is to merely point out to you that the matter of terrorism is rather complicated, and terrorists change. So the terrorist of yesterday is the hero of today, and the hero of yesterday becomes the terrorist of today. This is a serious matter of constantly changing world of images in which we have to keep our heads straight to know what is terrorism and what is not. But more importantly, to know what causes it and how to stop it. Next point about our terrorism is that posture of inconsistency necessarily evades definition. If you are not going to be consistent, you're not going to define. I have examined at least 20 official documents on terrorism. not one defines the word. Not one defines the word. All of them explain it, express it emotively, polemically, to arouse our emotions rather than exercise our intelligence. I'll give you only one example which is representative. October 25th, 1984. George Shultz, then Secretary of State of the United States of America, speaking at the New York Park Avenue Synagogue, a long speech on terrorism. In the State Department bulletin, seven single space pages. Not a single definition of terrorism. What we get is the following. Quotations. Terrorism is a modern barbarism that we call terrorism. Definition number one. Definition number two is even more brilliant. Terrorism is a form of political violence. Aren't you surprised? It is a form of political violence, says George Shultz, Secretary of State of the United States of America. Number three, terrorism is a threat to Western civilization. Number four, terrorism is a menace to Western moral values. Did you notice? Does it tell you anything other than arouse your emotion? This is typical. They don't define terrorism because definitions involve a commitment to analysis, comprehension, and adherence to some norms of consistency. That's the second characteristic of the official literature on terrorism. The third characteristic is that the absence of definition does not prevent officials to be globalistic. We may not define terrorism, but it is a menace to the moral values of Western civilization. It is a menace also to mankind. It's a menace to good order. Therefore, we must stamp it out worldwide. Our reach has to be global. You need a global reach to kill it. Anti-terrorist policies, therefore, have to be global. There is no question, quotations, same speech of George Shultz, there is no question about our ability to use force where and when it is needed to counter terrorism. There is no geographical limit. On a single day, the missiles hit Afghanistan and Sudan. Those two countries are 2,300 miles apart. And they were hit by navies belonging to a country roughly 8,000 miles away. The reach is global. A fourth characteristic. Claims of power are not only globalist, they are also omniscient. We know where they are, therefore we know where to hit. We have the means to know, we have the instruments of knowledge, we are omniscient. Quotation, Mr. George Shultz again. and then compare it with today's behavior. We know the difference between terrorists and freedom fighters, says Mr. George Shultz. We know the difference between terrorists and freedom fighters, and as we look around, we have no trouble telling one from the other. Courts closed. So you see, only Osama bin Laden doesn't know that he is an ally one day, an enemy another. And that's very confusing for Osama bin Laden. I'll come back to his story towards the end, because it's a real story. Five, the officialist approach eschews causation. You don't look at causes of anybody becoming terrorist. Cause? What cause? They ask us to be looking, to be sympathetic to these people. Another example, the New York Times, December 18, 1985, reported that the foreign minister of Yugoslavia, you remember the days when there was a Yugoslavia, foreign minister of Yugoslavia requested the Secretary of State of the United States to consider the causes of Palestinian terrorism. The Secretary of State, George Shultz, I'm quoting from the New York Times, went a bit red in the face. He pounded the table and told the visiting foreign minister, there is no connection with any cause. Period. Courts closed. Why look for causes? Number six, the moral revulsion that we must feel from against terrorism is selective. We are to feel the terror of those groups which are officially disapproved. We are to applaud the terror of those groups of whom officials do approve. Hence, President Reagan again. I am a contra. He actually said that. I am a contra. You know, the contras of Nicaragua were anything by any definition but terrorists. The media, to move away from the officials, aids the dominant view of terrorism. The dominant approach also excludes
You are listening to WRCT 88.3 in Pittsburgh, and this is From Ipanema to the World. Thank you. And welcome back to From Ipanema to the World. I am Flavio Chamis, and in tonight's program, we're going to listen to the music of a big band. It is called Banda Mantiqueira, which was formed in 1991 at the initiative of a clarinetist, saxophonist, composer, and arranger called Nailor Azevedo Proveta. The band started playing in bars and clubs in São Paulo, but had since played in many places around the world. It brings flute, piccolo, flugelhorn, which is a kind of trumpet, saxophone, trombone,